Will the House please come to order? Will the members please register their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the quorum?
36 present, 4 absent.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that Representatives Byrne and Nackack are excused from the call today. I'll ask unanimous consent that the other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the House please rise for prayer by Pastor Johnny Reimer.
Let us pray. Our God and our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come into your presence to acknowledge your power and your majesty. We realize that your mercy and grace has been extended to us, and you have not rewarded us as our sins deserve. We thank you this morning for the daily blessings which come to us. We thank you for health and strength and the ability to go about our duties today. We thank you above all for the love which you have shown to us and continue to give us in spite of our frequent rejection of that love. We thank you that you do not treat us the way we so often treat you. Because of this, we can come to you repeatedly and acknowledge our failure, and we do so now. We pray that we may recognize that the forgiveness of sin is made possible because Jesus Christ, in whom was no sin, took our place and died to pay the supreme price for our sin and rebellion. We thank you that through him and by believing in him, life can be worthwhile. We pray now for wisdom and for divine guidance to properly and wisely take care of our individual responsibilities. Keep us from mere selfish pursuits and to work in the best interests of others, our country, and the cause of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 47th, 48th, and 49th days.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 47th, 48th, and 49th days.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us down to introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction to the chambers? Representative Carpenter.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, Bob Maloney and Gary Smith, representatives of the liquor industry in Fairbanks and North Pole, in Juneau, talking with legislators about alcohol-related bills.
Representative Rudd. Representative Hayes.
In Gallery B, I'd like to introduce the person who treasured my campaign, who manages my office. This is Gene Von Dorman.
Are there other guests for introduction to the chambers? Messages from the Governor.
Dear Mr. Speaker, I have signed the following and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Joint Resolution Number 16, relating to the International Convention for the High Seas Fisheries of the North Pacific Ocean. House Joint Resolution Number 23, relating to Alaska Telecommunications Day. Senate Bill Number 92, relating to the inscription of bills introduced by the Administrative Regulation Review Committee. Chapter 2, SLA 1977. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the disposal to Tenneco Alaska Incorporated of royalty natural gas taken in kind.
Be referred to the Finance Committee.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the disposal to El Paso Natural Gas Company of royalty natural gas taken in kind.
Finance.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the disposal to Southern Natural Gas Company of royalty natural gas taken in kind.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 45 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to radiation protection.
HESS and Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had Senate Bill 83 relating to the transfer of commercial fisheries entry and interim use permits under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 83 with a new title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Snyder, Eliason, Urien, Akers, Miller, and Osterbach. Senate Bill 83 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 26, creating the Surplus Heat Resource Development Revolving Loan Fund, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 26 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Parr, Brown, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Chatterton, Carpenter, and Hayes. House Bill 26 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on HESS has had House Bill 99, Liability for Expense of Hospitalization of Mentally Ill Individuals, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee reported back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Severson, Phillips, Osi, Byrne, and Bennett. Signing do not pass, Parr. Signing do pass, NACAC. House Bill 99 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on HESS has had House Joint Resolution 9, urging implementation of national health insurance under consideration, and the members of the committee recommend it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 9 and reports it back with individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, signing do pass, Severson, Parr, and Osi, and NACAC. Signing do not pass, Byrne, Phillips, Chatterton, and Bennett. House Joint Resolution Number 9 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on HESS has had House Bill 132, establishing the State Educational Incentive Grant Program, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 132 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Byrne, Phillips, Parr, Bennett, NACAC, and Osi, and Severson. House Bill 132 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Commerce has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 155, a special appropriation to the University of Alaska to provide personnel and materials to operate a research facility for the study of surplus heat utilization at Fort Wainwright, under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Chatterton, Bradley, Parr, Carpenter, Hayes, Byrne, and McKinnon. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 155 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 250 relating to Fish and Game Advisory Committees under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 250 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Snyder, Eliason, Akers, Miller, and Osterbach. Having no recommendation, Urien. House Bill 250 has a further referral to Finance.
Representative Brown. That was on the previous bill?
Yeah, it indicated a signature by Representative Byrne, not on the Commerce Committee.
Oh, it's Brown, excuse me.
House, please stand at ease. Come back to order.
Mr. Speaker.
Are there further standing committee reports?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bradley?
Mr. Speaker, may we revert to the introduction of guests, please?
Hearing no objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Mr. Bradley?
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A is a good friend and former district colleague, as well as a colleague of all former members of the 9th Legislature in Gallery A, Ramona Kelly.
Ramona, have you anything to brighten our day with? It's good to have you here. Are there other guests for introduction? Now we'll continue with the regular order of business. Introduction of resolutions.
House Joint Resolution Number 26 by Specking and Swanson, relating to the Solomon Gulch Hydroelectric Project.
State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of bills.
House Bill Number 280 by Byrne, an act relating to awards in medical malpractice cases.
Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 281 by Schaefer, an act making a special appropriation to the Legislative Council for a transportation study for Northwest Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 282 by Urien, an act relating to mechanics and material men's liens and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
House Bill 283 by Urien, Eliason, Cooper, Dankworth, Freeman, Lethine, Malone, and Schaefer, an act relating to small business loans made by the Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 284 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to service credit in the teacher's retirement system and the public employee's retirement system and providing for an effective date.
HESS and Finance.
House Bill 285 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Alaska Public Utilities Commission, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 286 by the Finance Committee, an act amending the Fiscal Year 76 General Appropriations Act and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the daily calendar?
House Bill Number 60 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to compulsory school attendance and providing for an effective date. The Committee on HESS has had House Bill 60 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Parr, Bennett, Bradley, Nackack, Chatterton, Cotton, and Phillips. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 60 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 60 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Gardner, Chairman, concurred in by Gardner, Miles, Dankworth, Rudd, Specking, and Eliason. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Ms. Clerk, have any amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 60 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read committee substitute for House Bill 60 in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 60 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to compulsory school attendance and providing for an effective date.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 60 before you in third reading. Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill Number 60 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 4 excused.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 60 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent to the roll call on committee substitute for House Bill 60 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Would the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Bill number 141 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act transferring the trademark function to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 141 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by McKinnon, Chatterton, Hayes, Carpenter, Brown, and Parr. Having no recommendation, Bradley. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, unless there are amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill number 141 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill number 141 in third reading?
House Bill number 141 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act transferring the trademark function to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 141 is before you in third reading. Representative Phillips. Commerce Chairman may respond if he wishes. Representative McKinnon.
I'm not sure exactly what the explanation is that Mr. Phillips requires. It simply changes all portions of the statute that can reference the Lieutenant Governor and inserts the Department of Commerce.
Is there further discussion? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill number 141 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? The clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays, 3 excused.
So House Bill number 141 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 141 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Speaker,
Representative Miller.
Agree be at ease.
House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Will the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Bill number 152 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to a mental health advisory council and providing for an effective date. The Committee on HES has had House Bill 152 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Nackack, Phillips, and Parr, and Severson. Having no recommendation, Chatterton. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill 152 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read House Bill number 152 in third reading?
House Bill number 152 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to a mental health advisory council and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 152 is before you in third reading. Question is, Representative Freeman. Representative Specking.
I'm glad that Representative Freeman noted that on a mental health bill.
Representative Hayes.
Mr. Speaker, could I ask Mr. Parr to explain what this bill is about?
HGSS Speaker, Chairman, Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill is, I think, quite clear on its face that the Mental Health Advisory Council advises and assists the department in mental health services. I believe that many members of this body have been dissatisfied with the performance of the department in a number of areas. And we have found that, unfortunately, they don't always do what we at least think they should do. Now, we did have testimony from the chairman and one other member of the Mental Health Advisory Council, which is now operating on a sort of a governor's appointment type thing only, to that their advice was listened to, that they felt they were responsible for upgrading mental health services and for some influence on where the department assigns its resources. I would say the committee was quite well impressed by the members of the Mental Health Council who testified before us.
Representative Rudd. Representative Parr.
Mr. Chairman, I have to admit that I'm not fully cognizant of what Mrs. Rudd is talking about. The Mental Health Council, Advisory Council, has existed in the past, and it was felt that when this body passed the what I consider a very unfortunate bill last year on the comprehensive health planning, establishing what's commonly called SHIC, the Statewide Health Coordinating Council, or something of the sort, that they would be done away with. Unfortunately, it appeared that the composition of that body did not permit the necessary expertise in this particular area, and that was a reason for reestablishing the Mental Health Advisory Council.
Further discussion? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill number 152 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? The clerk may take the roll.
Thirty-six yeas, no nays, one nay, three excused.
So House Bill number 152 has passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent the roll call on House Bill 152 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted on House Bill number 152. Would the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Bill number 220 by Akers, Byrne, Bennett et al. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 220 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 220 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, Schaefer, Swanson, Buchholz, Duncan, Greening, and Cooper. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Is the clerk of any amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 220 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Will the clerk please read House Bill number 220 in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 220 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 220 is before you in third reading. Representative Akers.
Here that are lacking enough to know what this bill will do.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, I almost offered an amendment. Is there still open water in the lower Kuskokwim and Yukon? Possibly we should have built some Bailey bridges over both of them in order to facilitate the race. Question.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill number 220 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? The clerk may take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 3 excused.
So committee substitute, or rather House Bill number 220 is passed the House. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent the roll call on committee substitute for House Bill 220 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause adopted on House Bill number 220. It brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Miles. House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. We're down on our daily order of business to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Lathine be excused from the call of the House the remainder of this week, which is March 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Hearing no objection, members excused on the dates indicated. Special orders. Are there any special orders? Representative Buchholz. Any other special orders? Representative Miles.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I have the privilege of the floor to clarify some statements made in the paper this weekend.
Mr. Miles, without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, in Friday's Anchorage Times, there was an article entitled Hammond Asks Barrel Court Fund. It was a result of a Judiciary Committee meeting held last week. And there were certain statements which made need some clarification or some answer. Court system.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like the unanimous consent to speak on a matter concerning executive branch personnel testifying before the legislature.
Representative Parr, without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I believe that most members of the body have seen this memo. It's called Executive Branch Bill Analysis System. And it determined, it tells what procedures will happen in the executive branch when there is a bill up and the executive branch is to take a position. I have no objection to that being done, but I would like to point out what I see at least as some problems. It says here that only persons authorized by division directors and approved by the commissioner may represent the department before the legislature. That determination should be made on a case-by-case basis. Personnel authorized to appear before committees are not to express a position of the governor concerning specific legislation without prior approval of the governor's office. I don't have too much difficulty with that, Mr. Speaker. Further, it says, however, information furnished should be neutral, factual, and not an expression or implication of the position of the department, the commissioner, or the governor without prior approval. And Mr. Speaker, I think we have no problem with having someone who is a subsection head in testifying not being allowed to speak for the governor. That's a perfectly legitimate requirement. Unfortunately, I think as this directive goes down the chain of command, it winds up with people on the lower levels who are testifying feeling that in order to support the governor's position, they have to be a little selective on the information that they tell the committee. I suppose if you ask them the direct question, you will get a direct answer. But if you don't ask exactly the right question, you may not get some information you should have. Further, Mr. Speaker, I find it unfortunate that at least according to information I'm getting, some of the lower level employees feel under a great deal of constraint in this area. They, and putting it bluntly, they may feel their jobs are on the line if they say something that isn't very popular. Mr. Speaker, this body makes the laws. This body appropriates the money to carry out the laws. The function of the executive branch is to carry out those laws. And Mr. Speaker, I think this body cannot make good laws or appropriate money wisely unless it has all the information it can get. I'd like to bring this to the attention of the body in the hope that if other committee chairmen are having certain these same indications, that they will bear it in mind and perhaps we may have to do a little more digging than we'd normally have to do.
Are there any more special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Brown. I'd like to ask some members that since the failure of the mics today, if they'd please refrain from rattling the papers too much while the announcements are taking place, because there might be others that wish to hear the announcements. Representative Cooper. Representative Rudd. Representative McKinnon.
Congress will meet tomorrow morning at 9 to consider House Bill 266, Alternative Power Revolving Loan Fund.
Representative Osterbach.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Resource Committee will meet tonight, or this evening at 7 p.m. in Room 118, Capitol Building, considering the following bills. Senate Bill 49, utilization of herring, House Bill 118, maximum length of salmon, same vessels, House Bill 119, first same, House Bill 184, sale of purchase of Bartlett for cheap fish, House Bill 233, creating a steering council on B2 lands, House Bill 234, appointing a steering council, House Bill 234, appropriation for the steering council on B2 lands.
Representative Miller?
May we be at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. Will the House please come back to order? Representative Miles?
Mr. Speaker, there will be a brief majority caucus on adjournment.
Representative Urien?
In that case, there will be a brief minority caucus.
Representative Gardner?
Judiciary will be meeting at 1 o'clock today instead of our normal 3 o'clock time in the Judiciary Committee room on the legislative affairs report that was put out that every member received on the recent court decisions and other problems with Alaska statutes in general. We're going to be meeting with the Legislative Affairs Agency and the Attorney General on that report. And tomorrow evening we had scheduled a meeting on House Bill 137, Civil Penalties for Discharge of Oil, and that meeting has been canceled.
Representative Parr?
Mr. Speaker, House Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today. We have House Bill 89, State Aid for School Construction, House Bill 224, Post-Secondary Education.
Representative Bradley?
Mr. Speaker, State Affairs, based on the announcement of House Judiciary, will meet at 2 o'clock today on capital move legislation.
Representative Osterbeck? This afternoon?
This afternoon at 1:15.
We try to take it up tomorrow, but we're scheduled for tomorrow at 1:15. So we'll take this up at 1:15
this afternoon instead of 7 p.m. Are there other committee announcements? Representative Urien? Mr. Speaker, I know it's not usual that you announce on the floor a topic for the caucuses, but I'm willing to do so today, Mr. Speaker. Because I noticed on our calendar that today is the 50th day of this legislative session. And according to the plan that we received some weeks ago, it called for a 100-day session. That means today is the halfway point. And our topic in the caucus today is going to be how the minority is going to help you, Mr. Speaker, conclude this session in the next 50 days that we're on the downhill side. Hopefully your caucus topic will be the same thing.
Just hope it's not all downhill from here. Representative Rudd. Without objection.
I'd like to introduce Gallery A, Mr. Henry Jensen, who is the president of the Anchorage Bar Association and a Christian Anchorage Bar friend.
Are there other guests for introduction to the chambers? Revert to regular order of business and announcement of committee meetings. Are there further announcements? Representative Miller?
If not, Mr. Speaker, I'll make note of the fact that the Alaska Visitors Association is having their premiere showing of a new travel film called Alaska tonight. It'll be cocktails and dinners for legislators, currently starting at 6:30, and that's at the Gold Room. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before this body, I'll ask unanimous consent we stand adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection. House adjourned.